Relegators, mount up. Welcome back to the Relegators podcast. My name is Phil, and this is a pod where me and my best bud Carl go over top tier promotion relegation in English soccer. Carl, how was your week, bud?
It was fine, pretty average week, just work and then bed rot and watching a lot of YouTube.
Oh yeah, did you catch a bug?
A bug.
Did you get sick?
Well, no, I got COVID like
Yeah,
three weeks
I remember
ago,
that.
I still I'm still milking that, even though I don't have it anymore.
Just gonna try,
Just
just
like,
hitting the bosses with the COVID fog.
exactly, the brain fog. It's like, and the people ask me like, "What'd you do this weekend?" No, nothing. I'm still kind of feeling it. I'm just gonna ride that train for as long as I can. So, but got lots of good sports to watch right now. I think
Yeah, now's the time, the equinox, as they call it.
Everything's happening. We got World Series, we got soccer, we got NFL, we got NHL, we got NBA started. So yeah, I'm in little sports boy heaven right now.
Yeah, now's a good time of the year.
Yeah, what about you? How's your week?
Yeah, it was okay. I did kind of catch a bug. It was like 2 weeks ago that I got sick, but I've still been recovering. Still like congested in the lungs. So,
Are you still wearing a mask at work?
yeah.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, well, it definitely helps now because there are times when you can hear it in my voice, and I'm like, okay, good thing I'm wearing a mask. Or some
Yeah.
lady freaked out on me the other day. It was crazy, but
What
that's
happened?
it. Oh, she asked me because my mask is—it's not like a regulation mask or anything like that. I make sure to wear my Giants mask so I can like rep one of my teams. And the elastic's kind of worn out on it, so it kind of like will fall on my face if I talk too much. And this lady who was wearing a mask asked me if I could make sure I covered my nose when I had my mask on, while I was right next to my coworker who wasn't wearing a mask at all.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like it's not mandatory that I wear a mask,
No.
but she insisted that I had my mask completely covering my face. And I obliged, but it made me, it reminded me of the scene in Hear No Evil, See No Evil with Pryor and Wilder. Obviously, Pryor's a blind man and he's driving the car, and Gene Wilder yells at him, "Don't look at me, look at the road." And Pryor's like, "Well, if it makes you feel better." That's kind of what it reminded me of. So,
Classic movie.
yeah. Other than that, we're good. I'm recovered now. I just, yeah, a little congestion. I'm okay.
Yeah, I still feel the same. Like when I sniff, I still feel shit in there, and it's annoying, but it's just an annoyance at this point. It's not like a, but anyway, all right, let's get to it.
Yeah, let's get started, Carl. We're going to start in the championship Friday. We go to Riverside Stadium where Middlesbrough took on Ipswich Town. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you pick, bud?
I hope I picked Middlesbrough.
You picked draw.
Ugh.
I did have Middlesbrough on the draw, no bet, plus 100. So even odds,
Good
good
for
takedown
you.
there. In the 42nd minute, Middlesbrough's Callum Britton takes down Ipswich's Leif Davis in the penalty area. But goalkeeper Sol Brine saves George Hurst's penalty try. So no score going into the 45th plus two. Burrow's Delaney Bergzorg attempts a cross in the box that goes off Ipswich's defender Cedric Kipre for the own goal, 1-0. Middlesbrough in the 55th minute. They're pressing, and Morgan Whitaker finds some loose change in the front of the goal to go up 2-0. in the 76-minute Ipswich cut it in half when Dara O'Shea heads in a Marcelino Nunez corner. But 2-1, Middlesbrough will be the final in this one.
Yeah, so notes I have for this one are I saw a few empty seats in Middlesbrough Stadium.
Yeah, I saw that too, and it wasn't just Middlesbrough, it was a couple of them.
Ipswich shot hit Alfie Jones in the hand. There was a lot of pinball going on. Goal line clearance and Smodic's header. A lot of chances. So this is actually this is a really kind of fun match to watch.
Yeah, lots of shots both ways, about even on the possession, so.
I mean this is a team that's top of the table and a team that just got, relegated last year. So it's like these teams are should be pretty high quality,
Yeah.
so it's fun to see them going after it. The penalty save by Brynn was great, love that. Then yeah, an own goal, and apparently this is a derby, but I Googled it and I couldn't find
Oh, I had the same thing. So the guy in the highlights called it some kind of derby. But no, I looked it up and I didn't see anything about this.
Yeah, so I'm confused.
I think he made it up.
We gotta come out and stomp out these fake derbies.
I think he just knew a bunch of Americans are going to be watching. They don't know.
He's like high stakes because it's a derby.
Yeah. He just calls every game a derby.
Well, man, we gotta outlaw that. I gotta talk to the English
No,
Parliament.
I did the same thing. I looked it up too, because I want to know these things, and no, there was
Yeah, I didn't
nothing on
see
it.
anything, so not judgment, no Derby.
All right, Carl, let's move Saturday to Loftus Road, where the Park Rangers took on Millwall. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have in this one?
Oh boy. I don't remember.
You definitely picked draw again for $50, and
Shit.
I had 100 on the Rangers straight up. 36-minute. Millwall's Billy Mitchell sends a great long ball to Fahmy Aziz, whose first shot is saved but puts home his own rebound to go up 1-0. And 45 plus 4, Aziz sends a ball into the penalty area that everyone in a Rangers kit whiffs on, and Milano Ivanovic heads it past the keeper 2-0 in the 85th minute. Roman Burrow appears to be offside when he taps in a goal for the Rangers. No flag, though. 2-1 final for the Millwall Bricks.
Damn it. My draw bets are not going so well right now.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
You got into a rhythm with them, and now.
I need to start picking actual winners. So yeah, this match was under gray skies. So congrats, QPR. I hope you got your or enjoyed your 2 weeks of sunshine. Now it's gone. Now you got 9 months of gray headed your way. QPR, Park Rangers keeper Nardi had a nice save early on. Fahmy Aziz, nice rebound for his goal. And then Ivanovic header.
Yeah, what was going on there?
Yeah, I don't know. The kick, I mean, there were so many QPR defenders in the way, but
Yeah.
somehow just.
I saw a bunch of them looking at the ball, and one guy tried to head it and miss. But I mean, it's like nobody put a foot out anything, and it just went completely through for Ivanovic just to wait on.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Bill Burr bit about the Ron Artest Malice in the Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the guy in the stands. He's like, you don't just sit there, look wh when someone's running at you don't just sit there staring at it like it's a movie. Wait for them to come and, So I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened there with them. Like,
Yeah.
they just like brain failed, and
Yep.
yeah, the ball just flew past them. And yeah, Millwall, big win for them. QPR has been playing pretty good, but Millwall, they're right up there now.
Yep.
We
Right,
might
Carl. I'm sorry, go ahead.
get some violence in the playoffs this year from fans.
Yeah, the playoffs are looking like a bunch of teams. We'll go over the standings in a little bit, but it looks like a lot of teams that we like.
Yeah.
So, I think we might enjoy these playoffs. But I mean, it's October.
Yeah, we got a
We've got
long time to go. Yeah.
so long.
At least two or three of these teams are gonna
Oh yeah, for
disappear.
sure. For sure. We're gonna get a bunch of teams. I mean, it looks like Coventry is coasting. At least, I mean, they can't miss the playoffs at this point. But
No, they're good. I mean, we'll
yeah,
talk about
well,
them.
yeah, I mean, they're scoring like crazy. So anyway, let's move to Bet365 Stadium, where your Stoke City took on Wrexham. Carl, what'd you put on this one?
Well, I had no choice.
Yep. Took Stoke straight up -105 in the 36-minute. Sorba Thomas sends in a cross that seemingly misses everybody and goes in for the 1-0 victory for Stoke. Do you have anything else on that one, Carl?
No,
Yeah.
honestly, I tried to find something to say besides my only note was my boys and then Sorba Thomas. Yeah, that you know, it was pretty. I mean, even though we won, it was a pretty unmemorable match.
Yeah. Let's go to the CBS Arena where Coventry hosted Blackburn Rovers. In the 57th minute, Coventry are pressing, getting a couple chances that can't be cleared, and finally Victor Torp smashes the ball into the back of the net to go up 1-0 in the 59th minute. Efren Mason-Clarke takes a ball deep into Rovers territory and makes a beautiful cross back to Brandon Thomas Asante, who volleys it home from deep. 2-0 victory for Coventry. Thomas Desante playing real well lately.
Yeah, I was reading like in the championship subreddit, and people were saying like, well, he's not that good. He's got a ceiling, but he's playing well. And I'm like, well, if he's playing well, like,
It's like second or third, only behind his teammate in goals right now.
yeah, just give him his credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about this match is that actually Blackburn was actually pretty competitive in the stats. And they looked good early, and then it kind of fell apart a bit with the goals.
Yeah, I mean, dominated in possession, but that might have been parking the bus. I don't know. They went up, the two goals were 2 minutes apart, so
Well, yeah,
maybe
and I mean,
Coventry
so
just chilled out after that.
it was scoreless at halftime.
Right.
So Blackburn was hanging in there, and then in the 57th minute, yeah, Torp got his goal. I mean, I do think Coventry City is on a tier above Blackburn as a team right
100%.
now, but I think Blackburn held their own. And I'm only saying this right now because they didn't wear those fucking uniforms.
I so wanted to bring that up, but couldn't. All right, Carl, let's move to the Hawthorns, where West Brom hosted Preston North End, or also known as the Spuds Bros.
Thank you.
Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week.
Oh boy. I'm
Me
scared every time you mention that.
and you both lost $50, so we had it on Preston North End draw no bet +225. Jez and AJ are back. We missed them last week in the 25th minute. Preston North End's Daniel Iverson has two great point blank saves on Isaac Price, keeping Preston square with West Brom in the 28th minute. Baggies' Josh Griffiths has a great one-on-one save on Milutin Osmacic In the 40th minute, West Brom's Michael Johnston has the ball on the left side and takes a deep shot past Iversen near side to go up 1-0. Baggies' Alex Mawlett brings the ball up through the midfield in the 62nd minute, dishing to Price. Price lines up Iversen and puts the ball top corner 2-0. Press down the right side in the 78th minute, and Daniel Jevison centers to Michael Smith, getting Preston within one, but it would finish 2-1.
Another match where this one was pretty even as far as the stats go. Preston, they had five shots on target, so compared to West Brom six, so they weren't it wasn't like it was a one-sided affair. AJ Johnson from West Brom TV had
What was
another.
your favorite part?
Oh man, there are a lot of good ones in this one. I can't remember exactly, but he had a couple of good yells.
My notes are they had two times they talked about two bites of the cherry
Oh man,
for
that
Isaac
was my
Wright.
next note. Two bites of the cherry twice. Each
And
announcer said it. That was my next note. You stole it from
I.
me. They love that saying. They must have some big ass cherries in England. So,
Yep, I definitely put that one in there for you.
thank you. I appreciate that. West Brom, 28 touches inside the box, 16 for Preston. So a little bit of a disparity there, but besides that, it was pretty even. West Brom, I think, was fortunate to get the 2-0 lead and then kind of run out the clock.
I mean, both teams had miracle saves.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but it was the beginning of the game was exciting with those. It wasn't like there was no chances, obviously. Both keepers made great saves, so there was action going. Just finally West Brom ripped the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, thought it was a good match. I mean, I think West Brom is a team that will flirt with the playoffs, and I think
Yep, and they're one of the teams I was talking about that we like and we're looking forward to seeing in the playoffs. I think they should make it in the top six for sure.
I think Preston could be a dark
Yeah,
horse.
I think so too.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right, Carl, let's finish up the championship in King Power Stadium where Leicester hosted Portsmouth. Carl, another DraftKings match of the week. Who do you think would win this one?
I can't believe that I would go against Leicester in this one.
You put a long shot, $25 on Portsmouth straight up, plus
Fuck.
225. I had $50 Portsmouth draw no bet, plus 275. If I remember correctly, I don't think we were getting very good odds. And it wouldn't make sense that mine was plus 275 and yours was
This sounds
plus
like a rough week for
220.
Carl.
Hold on, let me check my. No, yours was plus 400. So you took a real long shot. Yeah, it was a rough week for Carl. It definitely was. In the 26 minute, Leicester pressing and Abdul Fadawu crosses a ball for Aaron Ramsey, who makes an incredible high volley going horizontal for the goal 1-0. In the 58th minute, Portsmouth are on the counterattack and Yang Min Hyuk dishes to John Swift, who switches to his left foot and sweeps the ball near side 1-1. Go ahead, Carl. I'm sorry.
I mean, the only note I had was, Tawu, nice cross and nice finish from Ramsey. Like,
Yeah, that was great.
that was a nice goal. Portsmouth kind of, I mean, they, I mean, it was a draw, so obviously they held their own, but looking at the stats, they really did hold their own throughout the match. They actually had more touches in the box than Leicester, so they were not just doing a
No, they
low.
look good. They look
Yeah.
good. Besides like one great play from Lester, they held their own the whole time.
Yeah. They weren't just doing a low block. They were
Well, I mean,
playing.
Lester has 64% possession. So if Portsmouth had more touches in the box than them, Lester's playing keep away outside the penalty area is what I can assume.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Yeah, not much else to say on this one, honestly. But
yep. Nope. Impressed with Portsmouth. Not impressed with Leicester.
I mean, I think Lester's gonna be in the mix.
Yeah, definitely. I'm with you 100%, but I mean that should have been a game that they took, but
Yeah.
it is what it is. Short week. You never know with these games. When we
Yeah.
got two, or no, this wasn't short week. This was Saturday. So yeah, I think Leicester should be disappointed.
Yeah, short weeks next week.
Yep, coming up. Yep. All right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings. In first with 22 points, Coventry. Second, 21 points, Middlesbrough. Both have been playing real tough. Carl, your Stoke City still in third with 18. Leicester, West Brom, Millwall rounding out the rest of the playoff spots at 17 points. Right behind them, Bristol City, Preston North End, Charlton, Hull City, Park Rangers, all right there within a game, or 3 points at least. And then, Carl, the scoreboard watch, we are always looking forward to. Sheffield United got a win. They now stand even with Sheffield Wednesday at 26, or excuse me, at 6 points. 26, good night. At 6 points, Sheffield United have a one goal lead in the goal differential to take 23rd over Sheffield Wednesday, 24th.
Yeah, this this Sheffield battle has become my favorite thing to keep track of. Like, who's gonna be the worst Sheffield team? Like, if Sheffield United, I mean, I think eventually it's gonna become Sheffield Wednesday.
But
But
I'm gonna follow it for now, and who knows, maybe we'll have to follow some games at the end of the season if it's super tight.
yeah, but I mean, 2-0-8 and 1-3-6, like, I mean, their goal differential is pretty similar. It's very bad. It's like stealing Jobu's rum.
Yeah,
It's
very bad.
very bad.
See the I what popped into my head was Will Ferrell and Austin Powers. I'm very badly burned.
I'm very badly burned. Yeah. But yeah, the Sheffield twins is like, should make like a sitcom about them. Like, you
Yeah,
both.
that's where the doc should be. Fuck Wrexham. I
Yeah.
want to see the Steel City doc.
The Steel City Massacre. But I'm really still hoping Sheffield Wednesday can somehow overcome United, but I don't think it's gonna happen. But it's still fun to
Long season, long season.
long
We'll make sure we
season.
cover the derby whenever that comes.
Long season. But you know, if these playoff teams that are like, if this held, which it won't, but if it did, I'd be really excited for these playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Coventry, Middlesbrough, automatic promotion. I'd like to see one of them in the playoffs just because they're the two best teams so far. But yeah, Stoke, Leicester, West Brom, Millwall playoff. That looks great. Yeah, just tell me where to sign
Yeah,
up.
it would be Stoke versus Millwall. Unfortunately, Millwall will be coming to Stoke. I'd rather Stoke go to Millwall and see my boys fight off homemade weapons
See,
and then still win. But
yeah, gotta earn it. Well, in first round though, it'd be a leg, two legs, first round.
oh, you're right. You're right. So they would go to Millwall. Oh, man. I wish the season ended today. Stop the count. Stop the count.
All right, Carl, let's go to Fratton Park, where Portsmouth hosts Coventry. Coventry, big favorites in this one, -110 to Portsmouth, +295. So they're getting a little bit of respect now after the win, but still big time underdogs to Coventry, even though they're at home. Who you got?
Am I supposed to like pretend like I don't know what already happened?
Yeah, I mean, or we could just skip it.
Yeah, I think at this point we should just skip it.
Do you want to skip today's games?
I don't know today's results. Well, kind of. Because I think the table was updated with today's
Yeah,
results.
yeah. All right, we'll just skip it.
Yeah, let's just move on to the Premier League.
Yep. Hit the
You stole my line.
music. All right, Carl, let's move to the Premier League.
All right. I'm still gonna say it anyway. Hit the fucking music.
Carl, we start Saturday at the Turf Moor, where Burnley hosted Leeds United. In the 18th minute, Burnley's Kyle Walker sends in a cross from a throw-in that goes straight to Leslie Ugochukwu right in front for the header. In the 68th minute, Clarets are pressing, and Luam Chuanu gets open outside the penalty area and launches one past the keeper. Burnley, excuse me. Yeah, Burnley take this 2-0.
Yeah, we're back, baby. Burnley is back with their creeps.
I have the Brendan Aaronson missed great chance in the 32nd minute, and
Yeah.
great save from Dubravka.
Yep.
Those kind of saved the game for him
Yep.
because Leeds put it to him. The score does not reflect who controlled this game.
Yeah, agreed. So I have yeah, Dubravka had nice saves. Really won this game for them, I think.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Chauna. Yeah, that was a great goal for Burnley.
Yep.
And I also saw in the stands there was a claret colored Yankees hat, which it's like, man, they make those in every color, don't
Yeah,
they?
oh yeah.
Yeah, like I swear to God, in a store one time, I saw a blue and white San Francisco Giants hat, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This burn this thing right now! Like this should not be legal." Like,
Yeah.
but yeah, Dubravka really looked good. But yeah, Leeds, I don't know, like I think they're a decent team that can maybe stay up, but. You know, and I think Aaronson's a decent player, but man, he just blows chances.
Yeah, that he definitely missed wide open shot this week.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
But good for Burnley. I mean, this was a big win for them.
Yep, got him out of relegation for
Yep.
now. I mean,
For
you know,
now.
same with the championship. Long season to go, but they are out of the zone for now. Carl, let's move Sunday to the Stadium of Light, where Sunderland hosted Wolves in this one. Oh, this is the one I forgot to take notes on. In the 16th minute, Nnordi Mukayele scores for Sunderland to go up 1-0. In the 90+2, Ladislav Krejci gets an own goal to give Sunderland a 2-0 victory. What are your notes? Because I didn't have anything on this one.
Yeah, so it was a typical Wolves match where they didn't do anything. Sunderland keeps winning. Like they're competitive right now, but I mean,
Yep.
you know, they're playing the worst team in the league. Jose Sa was on the bench again. I think he's fallen out of
He's
favor.
done.
I
Yeah.
think he's fallen out of favor with the manager. So we'll see if we see him again, it might be a permanent breakup.
Yeah, well, and we got a long 2+ months till the transfer window for him to even go anywhere.
I'm hoping we the Wolverhampton manager decides to have one last fling with him. At least, you know, it's like you break up with someone, but then it's like, oh, you know, I'm bored, you're bored. Let's hook up again. So I'm hoping Jose Sal returns for his last flash in the pan. My question about this match, I mean, it was a 2-0 win for Sunderland, not too much to say, but my question is, sometimes in English soccer, there'll be a play that happens and they wait to put up the flag. Like they'll let the play finish.
I think this is the kind of like the fumble rule in the NFL where you don't blow it dead, you let the fumble happen, and then because you can always take it back, but you can't always put the fumble back on the board. Does that make sense?
No.
So, yeah, I think they wait because they don't want to flag it, and then the play stops because as soon as they flag, the play is dead. They can't continue on and it's offside. Whereas if they leave it up, they can get confirmation from upstairs. Yeah, he was offside, or you know what I mean? So just in case that they score the goal, they leave the flag down in case the linesman was wrong on whether or not they're offside.
Okay, I can accept that.
Yeah, I know it's kind of frustrating. I know the players don't like it, but yeah, if you think about it like the fumble rule in the NFL, like they're gonna let the fumble go until they can prove otherwise because they can't take it back once they blow it dead.
Yeah, okay. You know, that's a fair
Yeah.
explanation. I feel at peace now.
All right, Carl, let's move Monday to London Stadium where East Ham United hosts Brentford. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have in this one?
I hope I took Brentford.
Another $50 on the draw, plus
God damn it.
$245. I had $100 on Brentford, draw no bet, plus 110. In the 43rd minute, Brentford are pressing and Kevin Sade makes a desperation pass to Igor Tiago, who kicks it off the goalkeeper and in to go up 1-0 in the 90 plus 4. Brentford sealed the deal when East Ham's defense falls asleep and Mathias Jensen puts one top corner, 2-0 Brentford.
So notes I have are Brentford had some sweet warm-up jackets. I don't know if you saw those.
I don't think I did.
They're pretty sharp. I was like, man, I kind of want one of those. I'm not a Brentford fan, but I might become one just so I can wear one of those jackets. But thanks to you and what you mentioned in a previous episode, all I could look at in the West Ham Stadium was the white suits. Like, and yeah, once it became 2-0, boy, you saw a lot of them. Like the
Yeah, the
white seats.
white was a bad choice.
Yeah, East Ham, come on, guys. Like, paint these things or replace them. West Ham had, or East Ham had a lot of sky balls. I noticed that was kind of funny to watch. I always liked those. And then at one point, towards the end of the match, I think it was at the end of the match, maybe. The announcer mentioned the booing of the East Ham fans. It's their own team. And he said, even the boos feel apathetic. Was like, damn. Like, that is a sad state of affairs. But you know what's not a sad state of affairs?
Wait, before you get into this, so you just like the maroon Brentford warm-up jackets?
Yeah, you
Okay.
don't.
No, I just yeah, I thought they'd be more gaudy for some reason.
Nah, yeah, they're just, you know, they're classy.
Yeah, kind of throwback-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Carl.
Go ahead with what?
You were about to say something.
Oh yeah. So Let me introduce everybody to someone. His name is Steve Harvey. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Harvey, and I'm back to host another episode of Family Feud. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. That's tomorrow. I'm hosting an episode of Name That TV Channel.
Oh, great. Shit. Okay.
And I'm here, and today our contestant is Phil Sparr.
Thanks for having me back, Steve.
Yeah, welcome back, Phil. Now, okay, I hear that some white people like to have sex with their siblings. Now, I backstage, you told me that you were an only child.
Yeah,
Are you
unfortunately.
mad at your mom and dad for not giving you the opportunity to partake in that?
No, not the siblings, but I mean they could have at least helped out with some like step siblings. Those are the videos I watch.
Stuck in the washing machine. Right, Phil. So we got a lot on the line today. Big prizes. Well, one big prize. So if you
A
could
very
name that
small washing machine.
a very small washing machine and a very big backside. So if you could name that TV channel today,
Okay.
you will win my own 1976 Ford Pinto. Now,
Nice.
people say that they're a death trap, but that's only if someone crashes into you. You can crash into someone else, it'll be fine. So, Phil, are you ready to name that TV channel?
I'm ready, Steve.
All right, you tall ass honky. This week's team is Brentford FC. And
Okay.
before you answer,
All right.
this is a hard one. So if you want a hint, I can give you a hint.
Well, no, I was. Because I game plan when I heard you come in, Steve. I game plan for both these teams, and I think my guess for Brentford, and it might not be because it might be too common, but BTV.
Oh, you were so close.
Give me what hint were you gonna give me?
Well, the hint's not going to help now because it was just about their logo. Like I was going to say, but you
Honeybee TV.
oh my goodness.
Killer Bee TV.
So
It should be Killer Bee TV.
they have the most adorable TV channel name of any team in soccer, and I've looked at all of them.
Buzz TV.
It's B play.
Damn it.
Yeah, you were close. You were close. You were on the right track, but you know what? That's a tough one. I'm gonna give it to you anyway. Phil, congratulations. You win my 1976 Ford Pinto. Now you can
Stepsister can get stuck in.
yeah, and you can drive and see my wife Marjorie.
Right, Steve. Great to see you, bud.
Great to see you, Phil.
Carl, let's move to the standings. Fulham and Leeds stay outside the relegation zone, 8 points, only 3 points ahead of Forest, who quickly drop into the relegation zone after Burnley's win. Burnley in, what would that be, 2019-18, 17th spot, and Forest, East Ham United, and Wolves in the relegation zone as we speak.
Yikes, yeah. Obviously the previous results look ugly for all three of those teams. Burnley was right there with them, but they got a win. So
Yeah, Forrest on their third manager of the season.
that yeah,
It's not even Halloween, Carl.
they're just churning through
God.
this owner. I got a
You
like
know what's gonna suck is we're gonna miss each other. You're gonna get promoted, I'm gonna get relegated, and we're not gonna get our game against each other again next season.
I don't know if Stoke's gonna get promoted. I mean, they might, but it's kind of I'm on the fence about that one. But I hope that,
If you guys keep winning 1-0.
yeah, I mean, when these boring ass matches might happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, this table.
East Ham and Wolves, I get. I totally see them going down, but man, Forest, we've made it to Europe. One game, two games away from Champions League.
Yeah,
And it's
it's been a
just
pretty
all collapsed on us.
it's collapsed. Yeah, I'm telling you, once they fire this next manager, in
The
three games, hire Rooney, hire the fat Granny
fat
Shagger,
Granny
hire
Shagger.
him, hire, you can't get any worse. Just fucking mix it
Yeah,
up.
I agree with you there.
Do it
I agree
to
with you
piss
there.
off Man United. I don't know.
All right, Carl, let's look ahead to next week's game. We're going to go Sunday to Vitality Stadium, where Bournemouth host yours truly's Nottingham Forest. I forgot to get the odds on this one. Bournemouth favorites in this, -120 straight up, Forest +330. Forest lost 8 out of 9, Carl. I mean, who you got in this one?
Oh boy. This feels like a match where, like, it's so obvious that something stupid could happen, like a draw.
I don't. Yeah, maybe a draw, but yeah,
Yeah, I would
I'm
definitely
with
go. I mean,
Bournemouth on this one.
yeah, I
Forest is
mean,
just playing too bad. Their current form is just terrible. So,
yeah, I can't, and Bournemouth has been pretty decent, so I can't go against them at home. Against shitty Nottingham Forest.
yeah. Finally, Carl, we're going to finish out Sunday in Molineux Stadium, where Wolves host Burnley. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. Wolves +100 straight up, even money. Burnley +310, heavy underdog
Wow.
surprisingly in this one. Yeah, +225 on the draw. Draw no bet. Wolves -240, Burnley +185. Carl, that seems too good to be true. What do they know that we don't?
Yeah. I mean, give me that sweet Burnley money. I mean, I could
Yeah,
be.
draw no bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Give me 75 on that one.
75.
Yeah, I think. I mean, that it makes me suspicious.
Same. But I mean, we've seen Wolves. They're in terrible form, and Burnley just came off a big win. I'm going Burnley.
Yeah.
I'm
Hopefully,
with you 100%.
the Wolves manager comes to his senses and puts Jose Sa back in goal. And
Yeah, let's get some penalties going.
yeah, I want a Jose Sa three goal clean sheet.
Yeah, +185. I mean, if we get that win, that's a good payout right there. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
not
I'm with you.
yeah.
I'm
Let's
with you
go. Let's ride.
100%.
Let's ride with our Burnley boys.
That's right. I'm with you 100%. Speaking of which, Carl, let's take a look at the DraftKings scoreboard.
Let's not.
Carl, you went 1-0-5 this
Oh
week,
my God.
losing $129.77. You are now at $597.42 with a 17-8-24 record this season. I went 2-1-2 and won $60, so I'm now at $730.04 with a 19-9-26 record this season.
My record's like kind of almost better than yours.
Well, I took a lot of losses because I missed the deadline, what, 2 weeks ago. So all those
Sure.
games were L's. So
Oh, really? Oh.
yeah, I knocked myself for it because I didn't get the bets in time. So
Yeah, you should
yeah,
do that again. You should do that again next week.
I should forget again sometime soon.
Yeah, keep forgetting. Yeah, rough week for me. Like, yeah, every result except for one was awful. Like, not even, didn't even draw any, just five losses. Ugh. I'm hoping this next week.
Yeah,
Well,
this is gonna be your week. This is where you turn it around.
yeah, I'm almost down like $500. I need to get right. So these teams need to do me a favor. So I'm begging personally to all the teams that I bet on this week, please, if you're not gonna play for yourself, if you're not gonna play for your city, then just play for
For your
me.
country. All right, Carl. Well, it was a great week, Carl. Good action. We're looking forward to some more good action this week. Double fixtures in the EPL and some really good games in Premier. Thank you for joining me, Carl. Thank you all at home for joining us again this week. We will be back next week. Carl, say bye.
All right, y'all. Time to play some video games. I'll see you next week.
Right on.